Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
I'm in Ephesians 4 again. As I've said, don't go by current events. There's so many things to discuss about current events, end of the world events. The fact of the matter is the end of your world might be in the next 30 seconds. So ultimately, don't worry about it. You're going to end. Your children are going to end. Your parents are going to end. Everybody's going to end on this planet. Your rental unit is going to go back to the ground, and your soul is going to go to the Lord to be judged. So don't get totally hung up on end time activity, because you could get so hung up on end time activity, which I believe it is. It is a sign. It's a sign to get ready. There's a place for it. And it's a good place because the Lord spent lots of time talking about it. But ultimately, your end time could be any minute. So let's talk the Word of God, because this gives us a way to escape. The Word of God gives you a way to escape. Ephesians 4. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. You know, the old person is the one you were before you met Jesus. You loved your lusts. You loved everything to do with the sensual world. Yes. And we're told here, is this deceitful? You know, I didn't even know what sin was before I became a Christian. I mean, you don't even know what sin is. Because most of it is pleasurable. Most of the time, all your buddies are doing it. A lot of times, it's not even hurting anybody. And it makes you feel good. So, I mean, every attribute of the sin before you came to know Christ, you might not have even known it was sin. Particularly if nobody has ever gave you the law and you weren't brought up in that atmosphere. But once you find out, I remember when I first got reborn, reading in Galatians 5 about drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God. I almost fell off my chair. I had righteous anger. I think I started throwing things around the room. What? Are you kidding me? You've never told me this? Didn't anybody love me? This is the Bible I'm reading. This isn't a Marvel comic book. This is the Bible. Drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God. No one ever told me that. I remember the Catholic priests doing shots like they were old, you know, sailors at the bar. That was their, you know, that was their psych session, I guess. Their shrink session with the parishioners. Everybody getting bombed and talking and everybody laughing. You know, what a nightmare. But what I'm getting at is you might not even know what sin is. You need the Holy Spirit to convince you of sin. You need the Holy Spirit. Some sins are evident, but you could be in such darkness that you don't even know. And I think our country's falling into that darkness. You mean to tell me you don't think abortion is a sin? You don't mean to tell me that this miracle of life in a stomach, who I could put an ultrasound to, and I see two arms, two legs, a head, and the little guy sucking his thumb, and to terminate that isn't a sin? And you're telling me our society is civil? Are you trying to tell me two men can get married? Are you kidding me? What on earth are you guys doing? What kind of sick old things are you partaking in? And that's not a sin? Read God's word. He'll tell you what a sin is. But the fact of the matter is, if you're blinder than a bat, you don't even know what it is. And it falls under, no matter how sick or perverted you are, it falls under pleasure, you know, or I'm not hurting anybody, et cetera, et cetera. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. Isn't that something? It's created in righteousness. When you become reborn, you become created in righteousness. When you came out of Adam, when you were created by the line of Adam, you were created in unrighteousness. You couldn't help it. You were headed for hell. Yes, no matter how innocent you were headed for hell because you didn't have a savior. And you took on the traits of your great-great-granddaddy. A black lab can't help it. In 1,000 years, it's going to be a black lab. if you keep breeding that breed. And it's going to do everything a thousand generations ago of black Labrador retrievers did. It's going to like to retrieve. It's going to like to water. It's going to be hyperactive. It's going to run like the wind. It's going to have all the traits of its generation. Just like you and me. We have all the traits of Adam. All the traits of Adam before we are reborn. And then when we become reborn, as the Lord says here, we are created in righteousness, excuse me, in true holiness. True holiness, we're told here in Ephesians 4:24. You know, holiness technically means separation. That's what it means. It means you are separated from the way you used to be. You're separated from things of the world, not because you're any better than absolutely anybody. It's just that you've been saved. Yes, you've encountered Jesus. Now, maybe somebody else hasn't. That's not my game. I can't help it. I'm not God. And if I spread the word of God and they don't want to hear it, I can't help it. I'm not God. Guess what? Isn't that freeing to know that you aren't God? I'm just told to attempt to live peacefully with all people. I don't care if it's a Muslim. I don't care if it's a Hindu. I don't care who it is. I still will attempt to live peacefully with all people, regardless if I know where their destination is without a Savior. But while I'm here, I will attempt to live peacefully with all people. And a good start is to treat others the way you want to get treated, whoever they are. Verse 25, wherefore, putting away lying. First thing, isn't that neat? Put away lying. We know who the author of lies are. You know, it's Satan. Put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Wow, what a statement. First thing, when he's making this distinction of becoming righteous through being reborn, he talks about lying. You know, and that makes sense, because lying is the absolute opposite of truth, and truth is Jesus Christ. Yeah. And, you know, to a extent, compromising the word of God is a lie. Tolerating for the sake of peace is a lie. All right? These things are lies that we're encompassed by, and we have to beware of them. But then he goes on to say, let's see here. Number 26, verse 26, he says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your anger. So now we've switched from lying to anger. In other words, there's a time and place for anger. But don't let sin, don't dwell on it. Don't let it turn into bitterness. You could be angry on the surface, you know, of course. But there's a time where that anger, if it's simmered too long, turns into bitterness, which we're told is a root. We're also warned that actually many Christians are defiled by the root of bitterness. Could be a parent. Usually, I believe, bitterness sneaks in through maybe somebody you trusted did you dirty, you know, out of spite. Somebody you loved. Could be a child, could be a parent, could be anybody. Somebody you trusted did you dirty. And yeah, you got angry about it. But then all of a sudden, it became bitter. Now, a lot of people I don't trust. I have absolutely no bitterness toward them. I'm sorry, I just don't trust you. You know, you may have done me wrong. And yeah, I don't trust you. I'm told to love you if you ever need a glass of water, if you never ever need help, if you ever need something lent to you, you know, hey, no problem, no problem. But to trust you, I'm not told I have to. Matter of fact, I'm told to not trust any man, but I am told to love you. But what I'm getting at is bitterness is something that you let in. It's an open door. And it could be from your childhood. It could be from any place. Why? Because there's devils behind it. There's devils of bitterness. There's a demon. There is a demon behind every bush. They're everywhere, gang. And they're looking for places to live, and they want to live within you. To not discuss it, at some time, the devil in a Christian conversation does the whole belief system an injustice, because that's why Jesus Christ came, to destroy the works of the devil. That's why we're here, because Eve was deceived and Adam sinned in the garden by the subtlety of the devil. That's why we're told we don't fight flesh and blood. We basically fight the devil. Right? So not to mention the devil would, it's ludicrous. It's insanity. And it's a lie. And Satan does love that. But here we go. Neither give place, at verse 27, neither give place to the devil. Isn't that something? In other words, don't give him an opportunity. And you could ask yourself, where could I give the devil an opportunity? Well, for starters, if as a Christian, if you're getting a conviction, go with it. Don't try to make excuses. Go with it. Hold on to it. Thank God for it. Don't say, it's just a minor conviction. No. If you're getting a conviction, remember, the price of the cross, that's what gave you that conviction. And also remember, you're not crazy, because before you were reborn, you didn't have the Holy Spirit. So that's why you have to renew your mind, because some of us have been in the walk almost 40 years. You cannot get lazy in your walk. You have to treat it like you've been saved 5 seconds ago, 5 minutes ago, all right? If I'm a warrior and I'm a true warrior, who cares how many battles I've won the last 20 years? All it takes is one bullet that within the next 5 seconds to knock me out. It's the same with the Word of God. And we'll be able to talk to David about this when he fell to Bathsheba. All right, he was a warrior. Imagine what he went through. You know, the eighth son of Jesse, and he's killing Goliath, and he's got all these kingdoms, and he sees this one woman taking a shower. One woman taking a shower, probably within a 10-minute time frame. And the next thing you know, he loses his kingdom. His children get killed. It's an absolute nightmare, man. Thank God he repented. But what I'm getting at is, don't get cocky in your Christian walk. Treat it like you're a brand new Christian every minute that you're in this walk. All right, 28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give him that needeth. Oh, well, he's very specific here, just like he is with sexual sins. Here he's talking to people that literally want to steal. You know, let him that steal no more, but rather let him labor. Let him labor. Don't look for the easy way out. Get a job. Find one. And if you're willing, even in a bad job market, if you are willing, and you got a little sparkle in your eye, and you're willing to do whatever it takes. I don't care if you tell a guy I'll work for free for 2 weeks, see what you think, and then hire me. Now, you ask the Lord for innovativeness. You ask the Lord for wisdom on how to get a job, because he tells us here, if you want to steal, don't do it. Labor, working with your hands, the thing which is good, that he may have need to give to him that needs. So in other words, half the time, don't think of I'm working just for myself. I'm working so eventually I could also help others. And that's what that verse is telling us here. Next verse. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. God help me on this. I catch myself saying, if I see people doing goofball things, I get an opinion at times. I got to watch out for that. Because I'm supposed to use my tongue for edifying, all right, to minister grace unto others, regardless of what the situation might be. And we're warned about this right here. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Well, my time's about up. God bless you. Stay in the battle, Christian, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.com. .org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.